My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. I know some of you are really confused. I'm looking out there today. I see a lot of confused faces as I'm praying. My eyes are closed and I'm just thinking about you. I guess it's the way the groom thinks about the bride. And I'm wondering, are you hurting? You're in pain? You're tired? You're exhausted? And maybe you've walked into a few churches and thinking, oh God, I need a touch from God. You leave more exhausted. You leave more tired than when you walked in. And you go, oh, what am I going to do, Lord? I can't seem to find you. And, oh, what's wrong with me? Are you hiding from me, God? I'm filled with such shame and guilt and sin that you don't even want to look at me? No, no, no. A lot of the buildings you walk into, God is not in there, and you won't find him. You won't find the compassion that you're looking for men and women at the pulpit who have never, ever allowed God's love into them and the compassion of God. Most of the people I see, a lot of them, who grabbed the microphone, Jesus set him free. Jesus' blood washed him and cleansed him, but they're not walking in it. They're really not. It amazes me how addicts, people who have been in prison, people who have been homeless, people who have been abusive relationships, people who have been one step away from death, become ministers. And then the same grace and the same mercy and the same love that set them free, the same goodness from the Father that drew them to the Father, drew them to the Son, they don't walk in it. It amazes me how people come from a background that shows that they should be dead in prison, but yet God saved them and set them free. And that same person doesn't give the same grace and mercy and love to the people in the congregation or the people they meet in the streets. And there's a parable in the Bible about a king who forgave his servant, and then the servant goes back and won't forgive his servant. And how the king ends up throwing that first servant into the prison for not forgiving his servant. I mean, we sow what we have received. We receive love, you sow love. You sow love, you reap love. So I don't understand these ministers who God's grace and mercy set them free and they're running around like a crazy person. Insanity. Offending everyone, telling them they're going to hell and they got to stop this and they got to stop that. And when I sit and talk with them about their testimony, that's not how God met them. It's not how God met Dominic, me, in the woods when I was dying. He didn't beat me up. He healed my body, filled me with his glory inside and out, filled me with the word. I know the word from cover to cover, and there's no other book in my whole life that I know like that. There's nothing that I can remember like that. There's been times in my life, a little bit of a roller coaster, where I get to be like Isaiah, or most of my prophetic things about man's evil that's in him causing the chaos. I don't think you'll find too many things about God during the grace dispensation that he's going to hurt man and his wrath is going to be here. I hope not. I'll go back and read them. I do go back and read them occasionally to see where I was when I wrote it, how much of my flesh and soul gets through. Look at your message. How much of your soul is getting through your message? How much of your wounded soul is getting through your message? How much is coming through your message of God's love and mercy? Who are you reflecting to the public? Who? Who? Is it Jesus of Nazareth? Is the Holy Spirit the comforter, the strengthener? Is it Abba Father, unconditional love and sacrificial love? Or is there somebody else that you're reflecting? Maybe it's your wounded father, your wounded mother. Maybe it's your abandonment. Maybe it's the people who raised you. Step back. Listen to your own messages. Are they hearing the God that set you free? Or are they hearing the people who hurt you? This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net.